Slater slapped his cell phone shut and shoved it in his front pocket. A call from Frank Neville was never pleasant. The bloke was not rational by any means, but he disguised it with alarming calm. With him threatening to come out to the site, Slater had to cool down Neville's ire before he thought to step foot behind the wheel. He thought he had things under control. Then random dig workers had stumbled onto Frank Neville's private business. And he felt he'd taken control of that problem as well, until that woman from the American television show had arrived all perky and snooping about. One wrong move, and this operation could go up in flames. Striding into the cool shadows of the supply tent, Slater located the security guard he'd found that morning sprawled by the truck. At first, he'd thought Peter Donovan was sleeping on the job, but closer inspection determined he'd taken a beating. The man had whined about some woman with a sword sneaking up on him in the middle of the night. Slater pulled out his pistol and pressed it to the guard's neck. The man startled from a snooze on the cot.
Whoa, mate! What did I do? I told you everything I know.
A feeble woman came creeping about the site late last night and beat you up. Did she have wings, too? You know the old fairy story is just a front. They're not real, idiot.
One of the fair folk? No. She was big. I mean, normal size.
Slater shoved the pistol barrel deeper into flesh.
And she had a 3-foot-long battle sword, which explains the cut on your neck.
Yes! I told you!
You sure you didn't cut yourself shaving last night, Donovan?
I'm telling the truth, boss.
So why'd you go and call Neville about it after I thought we'd cleared things up? You know I run this camp. You got a problem or concern or someone trespasses, you come directly to me. What about those simple rules don't you comprehend, Donovan?
I'm sorry, boss, I forgot. Neville's number came up first in my phone. I thought he should know.
Yeah? Well, that's my job now, isn't it? Communicating with Neville. Yours is to guard the camp and keep out trespassers. Good work, Donovan. Bang-up job. You fell asleep last night and woke up in the middle of one of your sex fantasies to battle the metal bikini-wearing warrior woman.
No, it wasn't like that. She was real, and she had a kid with her. He was filming, like with a movie camera.
Keep your eyes on the sight and your hand on your gun, not your phone. Got that?
Gotcha.
I need you to be on top of things tonight, Donovan. We have another midnight run. I don't want any witnesses.
No problem, boss. If I see that woman again, I'll shoot her.
No, I don't want you drawing attention to what we're doing here. Detain and secure her, but do not injure her. Just like the others. Got that?
Yeah, sure.
Good boy.
Slater patted the man's cheek with the gun barrel, then turned and strode from the tent.